think you're way underestimating yourself.
That's not the first time I've been told something kind of along those lines.
Fuck college. Like, college is a fucking scam. They get people to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to get kids to hate their parents and give them an excuse to party and smoke weed and have, like, promiscuous sex while someone else paying like hundreds of thousands of dollars for the privilege of them like doing that. And it doesn't do anything for you career wise whatsoever. Having a low ticket membership is great. You can have lots of people there, but then the money is not in the low ticket membership. The money is in the higher ticket stuff that you do on the back end of that. But like, it's awesome to have it as a fund. There are totally people who are making $1 million a month or more in coaching.
And honestly, Calvin, I'm dead ass going to be one of them. Like, that really is not even in question.
It's totally doable and you fucking deserve it. That money is good with you. It's better with you than so many other places that money could go. Welcome to the show. I got today Nikki Jones, and I'm so excited to meet Nikki because I don't know anything really about you yet.
Yes.
So excited to see you. Where you. Tell us about yourself. Where are you at? What do you do for business? Who do you serve? What do you help them with? Where are you at? What do you want to be?
Yeah, all the fun stuff. So I'm based in St. Louis, Missouri. In my past life, I trained as a professional dancer, hip hop dancer. And starting, I guess, 2023, I did start my entrepreneur journey. So I opened up a virtual assistants business. And currently, I'm actually transitioning a little bit. So building more on my personal brand. So I consider myself a personal development guide. And I lead hardworking women from turning their personal and professional goals into action. So whether that's through building structure, building habits, and also setting intentions in our personal development community. So that's where I'm at right now. And I'm excited to be chatting with you today.
Excellent. So good. So yeah, where's the, so the virtual assistant business, and then you said personal development guide, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I just make up stuff, you know?
That's the way to do it. Okay. So been in business for like about 3 years. And how long have you been doing the personal development guide thing?
So that just launched this year of 2026. So it's super fresh, very early stages.
Amazing. Okay, so yeah, where's the bit? And that's the piece that you want to focus on going forward, I'm assuming.
Yeah. So really my goal is, and I guess a little bit of backstory so you kind of understand where I'm coming from and where I'm at. So after I pretty much let go of dancing, I now realize there was a lot of like self-trust that was lost, a lot of lack of confidence. So as I moved back home from Los Angeles, mind you, I was literally 19. Like, I'm like a little baby just trying to figure it all out. So when I moved home, I was very unclear of like, who am I? What am I doing with my life? What's my purpose? So I have always kind of been good at a bunch of different things, you know, that jack of all trades. And my boss at the dance studio was like, hey, can you help me with some techie stuff and social media and whatever? So I helped her and I would kind of freelance and help some other people I knew. And eventually, you know, my boss was like, you're really great at this. This could be a business, whatever. And because I was so unclear of like who I was like, sure, let's just go ahead and do it, you know? So that's how I kind of stumbled into starting my first business and quickly realized that while I'm good at stuff, that doesn't necessarily mean that I have a passion for it. So my goal, I'm sure a lot of us can relate. So my goal is to build out where my passion lies in personal development and with my next level collective community so I can start releasing the VA business. So that is my focus and that's the goal.
Got it. So you're still dependent on the VA business for income right now.
Yeah.
And the VA business is like you being the VA. It's not like.
Primarily. I have one contractor. Yeah. I have one contractor and that was kind of part of the deciding factor too, was that I couldn't really figure out a way to scale it without it being an agency. And I was like, Nikki, do I really want to do that? Like, not really. So
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, way back in the day, I started a software consulting company. It's like agency, basically. We did programming for hire. And I was like, I ended up with like 13 employees, and I'm like, I never wanted to be in that business. I wanted to be in a product business, not in a service business. And like, yeah, it was like, fuck this.
Literally, like immediately, I was like,
Right.
I don't want to do this anymore. I changed my mind.
No,
I
it's
changed
a
my
whole
mind.
other game. Yeah.
Yeah,
No, that's
for
cool. I
sure.
like that. But I like your whole attitude and demeanor. Like, you're clearly someone who's like you throw yourself into shit, you figure it out, and you're like, okay, this is great, this is not so great. Let's try to adjust some things. Like, I love
Yeah.
that. So tell me
Thanks.
about next level, what do you call it? Collective?
Next Level Collective, yeah. So it is a personal development community for hardworking women who are tired of overthinking and they want the structure, they want support, and most importantly, they want real-time action so they actually follow through on their goals. And as I really started stepping into it, and I'm thinking about what's the mission, what's the purpose. I really just wanted something that I would have wanted 3, 5 years ago, right? Before knowing everything I know now and having all the ambition, the drive, and just kind of needing handholding in all transparency, and you probably relate to this, like I quickly discovered like entrepreneurship just felt really lonely. Especially when like you don't really have a circle of friends or a network that do that. Like all of my friends have had standard 9 to 5s, and that works for them. But it's like when I go to talk about what I do or I need help or whatever, it gets really lonely. And you kind of get stuck on this hamster wheel of like wearing all the hats and really not being able to get out of it because you think you have to do it all alone. At least that's what I kind of was struggling with. So I really just want, and that's kind of what's cool about it now. You'll also find that my brain is like, woo, squirrel. But like as we're having this conversation, but I really just want it to be a space where it can grow and evolve into whatever it needs to be. Like right now, I have it's super tiny. We have 6 members, and I want 25 founding members. So they're kind of helping me shape this, inform it. We have conversations. I get their input and insights, and maybe they have ideas, figure out what's working, what's not. So that's the current stage that it's in. And already it's so much better than like how I started that VA business, like doing it all alone, figuring it all out to where I'm like, no, like this is what this is meant for, is to lean on each other, support each other, and help each other, and hold each other accountable as well. So yeah.
Cool. What's the price point of the thing?
Right now founding members are 25 a month, grandfathered in. And we'll see about after the fact. I'm thinking once I get a good foundation and structure to it, it'll be 45 a month is what I'm thinking.
So you're bringing in a whopping $150 a month from this thing. So I can say, I mean, that covers rent, gas, insurance,
Yeah,
food, like
right?
eating out 4 nights a week, like your like jewelry, new clothes, like
Check, 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 right? I'm
you're
living the
st
dream, like I said.
right. I can see that. Yeah. All right, fair enough.
Look, gotta start somewhere. And you know, it's funny that we're talking about the price point because the couple mentors I have here locally are like, Nikki, like sister, come on. And to me, like for one, I know everything can always change and evolve. So I'm like, shit, this could pop off. The vision is nationwide, potentially worldwide. Like I'm a very big visionary. So I'm like, I see where it can go. And for me, it's like a comfortable starting point. It's almost stupid low enough to where it's like, why wouldn't you try it and see if it's a fit? Why wouldn't you want to give your 2 cents?
Sure.
And
Sure.
obviously the goal is to go above this at some point. So
Yeah.
there's that.
Tell me about the members. There's six. So who are they?
Yeah.
Give me some of them.
So there's 6 total, and I'll tell you there are 3 very active ones that show up every day. So I'm going to kind of focus on those because they're there every day. So these gals, all 3 of them are entrepreneurs. All 3 of them happen to be moms. I'm actually not a mom, but they are. And I'd say most of them are like late 20s, early 30s is their range. And they have the work ethic. You know, they show up. They're kind of like the, they don't have a problem being busy, but they have a problem internally, or there's like the negative self-talk or the self-doubt. So I'm finding those are kind of some of the common denominators amongst them right now.
Entrepreneurs, small business, big business.
A small business, all of them.
Kind of early stage starting out.
So one is pretty early. The other one is kind of developing. Like it's she's had it for a few years, but still like working on scaling it. And then the other one is actually right now in a transitional period of releasing what she was doing and stepping more into entrepreneurship.
That
And
sounds like someone I know.
hey, what do you know? I'm literally like my ICA, like to be honest. Like literally.
All right, so cool. Okay, so how did you get into this?
Shoot. How did I get into this? That's such a thought-provoking question. I know for sure, like I've always kind of been a nerd for personal development. So between like kind of just reading different books and stuff, like it always fascinated me. But I think the real like relevant point is in high school, I remember taking psychology. And I always did like well in school, but I like actually really liked psychology. Like I was fascinated and decided not to go to college and do the dance thing instead. And when
Smart.
I, which, hey, you know,
Smart move. No, I'm serious. Smart move.
I mean, thank you. I'm glad I did it because that
I
was
think
the
that's really
time to do
wise.
it.
No, so let me just jump in right there and just say, it's my fucking podcast. I can jump in here if I want.
Yes, you shut me up.
No, it's just so my mom, my mom, my wife, my wife. No, I don't know
Close.
what the fuck Freudian slip that
All good, no judgment.
was, but hey, my wife is a dancer, and she's not professional, but she's a dancer, and she's been deep in that world, in the Latin American ballroom dancing world, and like. What I'm seeing is like all of the people who are in like the serious ones, the ones that are like, they're very good people. They're very good people. You don't become a great dancer if you're not a very good person. Like, just like there's work ethic, there's discipline, there's like, you gotta look at your fucking shit. You gotta figure out dynamics, people, human dynamics, teamwork. You gotta learn to play the game. Like, there's so many levels to this. It's like, it's fucking great education. It really is. And you have to do it from a young age. So you have to learn these things from a young age to get somewhere. So
Oh,
no,
for
I'm very
sure.
serious about that. It's a,
For
I,
sure.
fuck college. Like, college is a fucking scam. It's
Thank
complete
you.
bullshit scam.
Thank you. And how are you? I mean, literally, look at me. I literally did that and was so set. Like, no one could tell me shit. I was going to dance for the rest of my life. At least I thought so at 18. And now I'm 28 and I've tried a bunch of different shit. I'm like, how am I, how is any 18-year-old supposed to make one decision on what they're gonna do for the rest of their lives? I've never understood
No,
that.
no, no.
Like, that's insane to me.
No,
Insane.
college is a scam where they get people to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to get kids to hate their parents and give them an excuse to like party and smoke weed and have like promiscuous sex for like 5 years and like,
Insane, like
right, like
child. Yes, for real.
exactly. While someone else paying like hundreds of thousands of dollars for the privilege of them like doing that. It's like, and it doesn't do anything for you career-wise whatsoever. So
No,
yeah,
that's
smart choice.
thank you
And
for
that
that.
speaks
Thank you for
volumes.
that. And it was like it's so interesting, and I always say, like, of course I totally don't regret it. Like, for me to go and move out across the country, again, I'm in Missouri. My mom, I told her, I was like, I'm going to LA, mom, I'm gonna do it. And she was like, oh my God, like what? And I just did. And it was like the most humbling experience, right? Mind you, real great dancers start when they're pretty fucking young. I started in high school, a freshman in high school. That's not, I mean, I learned really well. I'm very coachable, so I'm like awesome. But going out there, and I don't know if your wife like is familiar kind of with like LA. Has she lived out there at any point
No, we were in New
or
York. We just moved.
okay.
We're in Malibu now, but we just got here, so
Ooh. Okay,
we're here.
nice. So I had noticed, you know, 18 years old, my parents weren't paying my rent. I think my phone bill, they were helping me with that. And the rest was on me. So I figured out very quickly how challenging it was to pursue a dance career, getting random calls to audition in 20 minutes, right? To taking classes consistently and building relationships. Like, it was so challenging doing that while having a full-time job. I personally couldn't find the balance. And the more people I met and was around, at least the ones that I knew, like, they had a lot of support back at home, which is a blessing. But I'm like, no fucking wonder they can go and take class on at fucking noon in the middle of the week every day. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, okay, that's pretty humbling. So there's that. But then for two, going to the auditions, right? And let's be honest, I wasn't as good as I thought I was, and I can see that now. But like going to the auditions and hearing, thank you for your time, thank you for your time, thank you for your time, and getting cut every single time, it starts to fuck with your head a little bit. Like, it starts to fuck with your confidence. You start questioning, like, am I good at
Well,
all?
I don't, but if you can tell it again, but say I. Okay, it starts
I, for sure,
to
for sure, for sure. And thank you for that, because that is what I was going through, you know? And it was like finally deciding, like, I just don't think I can pursue this. Even I had a friend actually who was like touring, and she was like booked. Like, that bitch was booked. She was killing it. And I was like, what's going on? How's it going? And she's like, I still don't know how I'm gonna pay rent. So I realized, okay, they're not even, at least at the level that I was at, not making even the money that I thought to live this extravagant, financially free life. Like, I was humbled in every fucking way possible. And I'm so grateful for it. So I don't really know where I was going with that, but that's a bit of the background. I think, oh, I know where I'm
No,
going
but it,
with that.
I mean, but it says a lot about you, right? Like, you're just like, I'll figure it the fuck out. And you did. And like, how do you make that work? It's hard. Yeah. Like,
Yeah,
no.
for
Good
sure.
job. Like, and like, I don't know to what extent, but it sounded a little bit like that might be a like, oh shit, I wish I'd gone to college, or I should, like, whatever, like that kind of thing. Like, are people who did go to college have something I don't, or whatever, like any other,
That's
like
crossed my mind for
you
sure.
can let go of all of that fucking bullshit because you got a way better education. And like, oh, I wish my parents had had the money to support me finally. Like, no, you got a fucking great education. Like, this is
Experience. I got like hands-on experience is the best learning you could ask for. You're not going to learn any other way but doing. And it is kind of cool though. So like moving back home and being unsure of myself and like, who the fuck am I? Like, I was so set on this. Now what? Like, literally, now what? And when I had the VA business, I actually did have a coach. And so she was helping me grow it, and it got better and better and better. And she always like praised me. She was always like, Nikki, you're awesome. I never have to remind you to fucking like send in your homework to me or whatever. I don't have to do that with you. Like, you're just killing it. You're great. And one of our coaching sessions, like, low-key turned into a therapy session. Like, I'm literally sitting here crying to her because I feel so unfulfilled, even with everything that I was doing. And she was like, Nikki, if you don't stop self-sabotaging, like, you're never gonna reach like your potential ultimately. And that was the conversation we had. And at the time, I actually had a client I've already been working with for at least 2 years at that point, and she trains NLP. I don't know if you're familiar with neuro-linguistic programming. So she trains it here in my city. She's my client. I've been familiar with it, but never enough to feel like it was relevant or something I needed until my coach at the time, who had gone through it, she was like, you need to consider this. Like, you don't see what other people see, and there's a lot of internal work that needs to be done. So I went through the whole training last year of 2025, at least this one here in St. Louis. I know there's probably a bunch of others, but the internal work, I mean, that shit is insane. Like, I still practice and implement everything I've learned because there was so much, but it's like, talk about full circle. When I said I literally was obsessed with psychology in high school, to come back and still be intertwined with the mind, neuroscience, and all of that now, that to me feels like I'm on the right path. I feel very aligned with what I'm doing because it was a passion like a decade ago. You know what I'm saying? So that's been kind of cool to experience. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And so, yeah, my question was like, how you got into this, the personal development thing?
Yeah. So again, throughout all of this, I've done my own personal development with like different books and stuff like that. And when I started the NLP journey, I think that's when I got kind of real with myself and just kind of got curious as like, what even is the goal? What is the desire? Where's the passion? And I was like, I fucking love personal development and it's helped me. And who the fuck doesn't need personal development? Like literally. And I want a space that I wish I had. So starting the NLP training is kind of when this light bulb went up, like ding, like Nikki, what do you really want? What do you really want to do? And intertwining personal development, something I was a part of my day to day, and being able to grow an income stream with it, to trust myself and build upon something, like it felt like something I could really scale to where the VA business felt like something I couldn't. So that was also appealing to me as well.
Cool. Yeah. So where do you want to take this thing?
Right? Like, what? I don't know. What do we want to talk about? What are we going to
No, I
talk
mean,
about?
where do you want to take the business?
Oh, I thought you were like, what do you want to chat about? I was like, I don't know. The vision. So the next level, I really want to build upon a personal brand. Next Level Nick is the brand itself. I see the Next Level Collective as the foundation, kind of the entry point where anyone anywhere can be a part of and grow. As they build rapport, with me, I see myself doing maybe group cohorts, one-on-one work, utilizing the NLP and actually really being able to dive into that with individuals and public speaking. Public speaking, I want to build enough of a reputation that I get to have opportunities like that as well. Which naturally, I feel like once you kind of have the reputation and that rapport with a good enough size network, that's when other great opportunities, brand partnerships, and you know, it's like it's so it probably sounds really ambiguous, but I do. I kind of see finding a way to intertwine all of the fun things in life I consider fun, into my personal brand. So in a very vague way, that's my vision.
I'm gonna follow my gut. I have a an arc in mind here. I'm gonna follow my intuition here for a sec to get to somewhere. Tell me just a little bit, like what was it about what was it like for Nikki growing up?
Let's get it. Let's get it. So, Nikki growing up. Nikki is like the Nikki you see now. I feel like I naturally am like pretty bubbly, pretty like glass half full kind of personality. Although my environment was very much the opposite. So I grew up in a very abusive household.
Are
I
you
wasn't.
living literally at home right now? Like you're in your parents' house or?
Well, so right now I'm at home. We're saving for a house. But growing up, my mom had me at 19. So I actually grew up a lot around my grandparents. And they actually adopted two boys who they're technically uncles, but I'm older than them. So we kind of grew up like siblings. And
Wait, they
so
adopted two boys that were also
they're
blood relatives or no?
no. So not blood relatives, but they're like a year and 2 years younger than me. So it's always been kind of weird because it's like they're my uncles, but we grew up like siblings because I was over there with them so much. And this is so crazy because I've actually never really talked about this publicly. So hey. Very abusive environment. My grandma was really abusive physically and verbally to one of my uncles. And yeah, saw a lot of just fucked up shit. And so, which I touched on a lot in NLP training, right? So doing that internal work and kind of confronting that, like all of that went down and how I stored it and then how I show up with all of that kind of in the back of my head. So, yeah, I mean, growing up, it's kind of interesting because I saw that on a regular, but then we go on Disney trips and we go to family parties and we do all like the normal family stuff and it's like no one knows, you know. So I definitely was kind of like, as I got kind of older into my early teens and wasn't really over there as much,
Right.
I would have conversations with my mom as like, what the fuck? Why do we just act like this is normal? Like, what is
Right.
going on? I'm like, he's literally like black and blue right now. Like, what is, like, he's been beaten real bad. So it's just
By
like,
your grandma.
yeah.
Not, yeah. So where was your mom in all of this?
So my mom worked a lot, and also was abused herself physically.
By, so is this your mom's mom or your mom's dad or
Mom's
your
stepmom. So not blood.
ah, I see.
So she,
So it was your
since,
mom's dad that remarried? Okay.
So that was my mom's experience. So like with
So
what
wait, so your mom was abused by whom?
I my grandma, her stepmom.
Okay. So what's
So this is
where's
the
her
same
mom?
woman. This is the same woman we're referring to.
So where is your mom's mom?
Not a part of her life. Our life. I don't even know. I've actually never met her. So yeah, I have no idea where she's at.
Is she alive or dead? Do we know?
I truly couldn't tell you. I'm not
But it
sure.
wasn't that she died when you're like in during
No.
childbirth or anything like that. She was like,
No. Yeah. My
this is
papa,
like, here's a baby. You take
remarried.
care of it. I'm off.
Yeah. Well, also, I mean, from what I know, and you know, it's all perspective, so her version, she was also a very mentally unwell, abusive individual herself. So I think the very few interactions my mom and her had had were abusive. And
Got it.
so, yeah, my papa remarried. She has a stepmom. She's crazy, abusive physically and verbally. And so, yeah, I don't really know what that does to a person as someone who didn't experience it in that way. But I've had that question with her too. I was like, how are you like comfortable dropping me off over there, given your experience? That was for sure a question that I had
Yeah.
asked. And you
Well,
know, it wasn't a straightforward answer because it's confusing.
right.
It's confusing. So
But so your mom and your grandparents lived in different houses, but near each other, or
yeah, we lived nearby, like we were like 5 minutes away or something.
but you would spend all the time at your grandparents, or some most of the time, or.
I would say most of the time up until maybe like middle school-ish, seventh, eighth grade. So real early years, I guess what you call imprint years, were primarily with in my grandparents' household. I didn't live with them, but I stayed over a lot, sort of thing, if my mom worked overnight or something.
Got it. Okay. And so, but your grandma would beat you or just verbally abuse
No,
you?
that's actually what's interesting is I was actually never physically or verbally abused, but I watched it.
Got it.
So as I got older and working through the NLP stuff, I'm like, some guilt, almost like survivor's guilt, right? It's like, why did that happen, but not to me? Why didn't I say anything? You know, like, why didn't that little girl stop it? You know, but in my brain, there was all those kind of things going on. So,
Yeah. So
yeah.
like how old were you when this was going on?
From, I don't know, three or four to, I think it probably stopped again when we were maybe in like middle school, the physical piece of it at least, like seventh, eighth grade. So, yeah, around
So like
11, 12.
to take me back to like 7-year-old Nikki in the house, like what would it be like? Like you come home after school or like and like what's going on? How does it?
Yeah, so I mean, pretty average, pretty normal, you know. You go to school and then I would come home and we'd all play. Like we all went and played baseball on the back or football at the park. Like all of that was pretty standard. And yeah, it was just kind of like a flip of the switch, you know, if something happened or he did something and she didn't like it. I mean, screaming. And not just her. I mean, my papa had a temper as well, but he really wasn't the abuser.
He was just a limp noodle.
Literally, yeah, which I've had, and I love my papa so much. So as I get older and I'm questioning, like, what the fuck was all of that? You know, I question a lot of like his role in it too, for sure. So, I mean, yeah, that's kind of the thing. It was like an average childhood until it wasn't. those moments where it's just like immediately something's wrong. And so whenever that would kind of happen, it's like you feel like this isn't okay,
Not me. Not me.
I felt like, thank you. I felt like, something's not right, something's off, and I still didn't know what to do about it. Like I didn't have the words, I didn't have I considered the courage, to like fuck, what if that happens to me? Or like, I don't fucking know, like what's going on? So yeah, but other than that, it was kind of normal. The only other maybe abnormal piece was that same uncle. He got bullied a lot at school and in the neighborhood. So there was plenty of like fighting. Like I fought, kids in the neighborhood to defend him. But other than that, yeah, it was kind of an average childhood, yeah.
So I'm getting the picture. So what I'm sensing, like, and what you've mentioned is like that the survivor's guilt, and like maybe you didn't have the courage, and maybe you should have said, like, I'd invite you just let go of that completely. Like, you're a fucking kid, right? Like, if you'd spoken up, if you'd done something, chances are you would have gotten in trouble. It wouldn't have made anything better, right? And now it's that was part of your environment, is like, this is fucked up. This sucks. Like, you, everything inside of you was telling you something. This is not good. This is not normal. But also, like, this is normal, right? Like, this is how
For us, I
it is
guess.
here. Like, well, I don't know. And like you're looking back, you're like, well, maybe I could have done something, but also, like, you fucking couldn't, right? Like, you're a fucking kid. Your job is not your responsibility. Your like, chances are, if you'd done something, you would have been in trouble. It wouldn't actually have made anything fucking better. So,
I mean, true. True.
this is your brother's karma. I'm so sorry he had to go through that. That's his journey. This is your journey. Like, you did your thing.
One of the takeaways from NLP that is a good reminder for me when I talk, like, I don't really talk about this, but when I think about it or if it comes up, is like everyone's doing the best they can with the resources they have available. So it's helped me. I mean, there was like a period of time, there was like a lot of anger. Like my papa passed away when I was 16. And ever since then, there's definitely been a pretty big divide. Like she's there, but it's like major holidays, couple texts a year sort of thing. But there was a period of time where it's like we kind of kept this in my words, like this facade going that everything was okay and normal. But once my papa passed, and I really had a lot of love for him, there was a gap of time where there was so much anger. I was like, how the fuck does she just go on with life? As if and so going through NLP has really helped, and I think there's still some work to do there, of course. There probably always is. I've released a lot of that, because it's like at the end of the day, if people really knew how to be the absolute best parent and person, you would think they would do it. So what if she just didn't have the tools and resources? Like, I know very little of her upbringing, but I know there was abuse on her end, to a certain extent. So it's like I've released so much of that it is relieving, 'cause before I was just angry. I was so angry. And I'm just like, it is what it is, and I'm grown now. Like I can make different choices.
And of course, like, nobody starts to do, like woman, girl grows up in the most loving, beautiful family. She's nourished and supported and challenged, and it's just the right balance by mom being divine mother and dad being divine father. And then, like, boom. And then one day she's like, let me beat the shit out of this adopted boy. Like, that doesn't fucking happen. It does not fucking happen. Bless her soul. Like, she's had a tough fucking life, and this is her way of coping. And I'm so sorry you had to witness this. I'm so sorry I had to, happen to your brother, all of that. What I'm picturing is that that girl, Nikki, probably grew up feeling that she wasn't really, it wasn't a safe environment.
Oh, correct. Yeah, I definitely sense that. Even with all the good and fun stuff, there's still kind of that eeriness when you're around. Like
Right.
something's gonna pop off. Like I'm kind of just waiting for it, you
Exactly.
know?
Always
Yeah.
waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like the yeah, hyper vigilant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy stuff.
Yeah. So I think what I'm sensing for you is like what I'm sensing is this, like this playing small energy.
I mean, that resonates.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
I think you're way underestimating yourself.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the first time I've been told something kind of along those lines. And yet I'm still doing it, so that's interesting.
No, yeah, and that's but that's also part of the pattern of like, you know, like, oh, but why am I doing that? Well, I mean, you're doing it because there's still a part of you that believes it. So like,
Right.
I mean, that's why.
Hello.
So like, take a moment to just sit with, like, and really, like, actually, let's do this. Like, take 7-year-old Nikki in your arms
Hi.
and just sit with her for a moment and just shine so much love and so much light into that little girl and give her, hold her, make her feel safe the way she nobody ever made her fucking feel safe. Nobody made her feel valued, right? Your mom has you, and then she's like, yeah, I'm like, I can't deal with you. I gotta fucking take care of work and shit. I don't have time for this bullshit. Let me put you up with my stepmom who abused the fuck out of me, because that's gonna be great for you, daughter, because that's how much I value you, right? Like, that might, you know, what does she need to hear? What's the truth that this 7-year-old Nikki needs to hear right now?
Shit. She gets to hear that she's not average. Like she's not average by any means. She's actually pretty extraordinary, to be honest.
I'd drop the pretty in that sentence.
Extraordinary, period. She really is. Even at seven, there was that sense of that, for sure. Yeah, and we got us, you know, like we got us. I have me. Yeah, like we are an amazing human. I am an amazing human, like for real. For real.
For real, real.
For real, for real. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
I didn't know
How
where
does
we
that
were going
feel?
with all this today, but man, like that feels like so like empowering, like
Yeah.
just to be able to say it and feel like proud of saying it. It's like, yeah, it's
Yeah.
you can, I can hype myself up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
But
I
it's
know what
not,
I'm
that's
capable
not,
of.
you're not hyping yourself up. You're just speaking the fucking truth.
Okay, period. Look, let me,
Yeah.
yeah, that, and that's the thing is like it's so crazy. That's like I've sensed that truth, and this
Yeah.
is like the first time I feel okay saying it.
Yeah.
Like,
Can you just
what?
like, yeah, just let that wash over you. Like, really take it in. Just own it. claim it. That's just fucking true. Do you feel it in your belly? Do you feel?
I kind of feel, I don't know why, I feel it in my chest a little bit.
Yeah. I'm asking about the belly because like we tend to hold have a, like a holding in the belly. So it's just like
Like this
let go,
release, like,
relax into it, release into it, you know? You're not trying to be somebody. You're not trying to be go somewhere and become something. You're just owning who you already are.
Yeah, just am. Like, I just am.
You're fucking extraordinary, not just a little bit.
Yeah, fuck that pretty a little bit. Like, just at the end of the day, like, I'm literally, I am extraordinary. Like,
You're fucking extraordinary.
yeah, I
You're
have
Nikki
it. I've
fucking
proven
Jones.
it.
You're
Okay. Like,
Nikki fucking Jones. Let's go.
for real. For real. Like, I have such great qualities. I have such a great heart. Like, hello.
And I want you to get like really at a soul level. Right? Qualities, heart, those are great. I'm for it. I agree with you. And just at a soul level, you come into this world, into a mom who's abusive, who doesn't have fucking time for you, puts you with an abusive stepmom, watching all this abuse. Like that's your soul chose this to show you, to let you experience just how fucking strong you are. Right? Like, and that is like as a soul, you don't have to accomplish anything. You don't have to demonstrate it. You don't have to achieve. You don't have to like embody, like whatever. At a soul level, this is who the fuck you are. Nobody can take this away from you. Right? It's just
Literally.
you.
Yeah, there's nothing to be taken. It's me.
And the fact that you were there. You're like, okay, I'm watching this. I'm observing. I'm not gonna jump in and try to make things better. Or like, that's not my job here. Like, there's a part of me that maybe thinks I should, whatever. Like, judging myself or second guessing after the fact or whatever. But like, at a soul level, you got in there. You're like, okay, this is kind of weird, but like, I'm gonna do my thing. And then you go, I'm gonna go to LA and do my fucking thing, and I'll figure it the fuck out. I don't have nobody's giving me no money. I'm gonna just get my
Figure
own fucking education over here. Right?
it out.
Like, what the fuck? And I'm like, for yeah, I can help with your social media. I can help organize some things. Let's create a VA business. Let's do like let's get into personal development and NLP and like all the things. Like, holy fuck.
You know what? And you know what? Like even at this soul level, like to my core, I know how much I've impacted other lives too. Just being me, you know? And it's so cool at this point. Like it's so cool at this point. Like me and my mom are like this. You know, like I know she's had her own challenges and like and she took care of me though. Like she was my dog. Like we've always been this.
Oh,
And
that's so beautiful.
it is. And it's like for to even kind of lead by example of me developing myself,
Yeah,
of
kind of.
me continuously wanting to be a me being a better version of myself, how that rippled into like how much she's evolved and grown. Like she is so not that 19-year-old with a baby. Like, I mean,
Oh,
obviously,
wow.
but like
What a fucking blessing you are in your life, huh?
fuck. Yeah. Like, yeah. In the best way possible. Like, yes.
And what a blessing she is in your life. Without her, you wouldn't be here.
Shit. She's fucking awesome.
And what a
It's our
blessing
twin
she
right
is in my life. Without your mom, I wouldn't have this conversation with you.
there. Hey.
So, what would it feel like to build your business from that energy?
Fuck. I mean, the way I put it into words is like there's no roof. There's no limit. There's endless possibilities. There's it's gonna be fucking fun. Like that's the thing is like my life is like already amazing, and it's only going to get better. Like everything I've envisioned is coming to fruition. Like all I get to do is like embody this. What's happening right now? Like step into every day with this. Bitches can't tell me shit. Okay, I can't. No one tell me nothing. Like I'm just. We're doing it. Okay, we're trusting it. And we're going for it. And I already know it's going to be amazing. Like I know that. I never do anything less than amazing. Like it's always top tier. I know that. Like
No pressure. And
pressure.
I want you to really get that no matter, it doesn't matter what the marketplace says or does. Like, no matter how many people buy your shit or sign up for your community, whatever, has no bearing on what we're talking about here.
Yeah,
You don't
literally.
need anybody to validate you. You
They
don't
don't.
need anybody to prove, like, nobody can prove or disprove this because this is just, it's just true what we talk
Literally.
about here. And then
Yeah.
we gotta, like, then there's the marketing and what do we say to whom and da da da, all that. That's just mechanics. It's just like physics. None of that has any bearing on you and your
Yeah.
worth, like your being.
Facts. Facts. That has, look. Facts. Because I'm gonna be me regardless. Like I'm gonna be me and I'm gonna stay me regardless. And I already
Exactly.
know, like I am extraordinary. So I really don't need. That's the beautiful thing. And what's coming to me right now is like me being me, I attract all things that are made for me. You know what I'm saying? Which includes a network of people that want to be around me, right? Like I
A
literally
thousand
am a light.
percent.
I am a light, and it's like people are attracted to the light. They want to be a part of that. Like, how easy is that? Say fuck the marketing, fuck all the like you said, the mechanics. Just stepping into this, being my full, true, authentic self, unapologetically. Yeah, unstoppable, quite literally. Like,
Exactly.
no one can tell me shit. They don't need
Exactly.
to. I don't need them to.
The hip hop personal development queen.
Hey.
Whatever. But I mean, like, really, like, own that part of your story, because it's so cool and it's so powerful and so it's so different. Like, the struggles, the hardship, and your determination, your grit, you're like, I'm just gonna figure it the fuck out. And like that like lightness that you have about you, the attitude, it's so endearing, it's so attractive, it's really cool.
Thanks. It feels good too, just being proud of that. Not feeling like I have to shrink.
Exactly. Although I do think, like, the one thing you're probably missing is like a college level course in Central African tribal gender studies. I think that would
Okay.
make it all, the entire
Yeah, for
di like
sure.
if
For
only you
sure.
had that you would be set. You know,
One thing I'm missing.
I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
darn. Darn. But you know, I can do anything. So who fucking knows? This time next year, I might just fucking sign up. I might be in that course just because I can. Man, how cool. I feel so like rejuvenated. Like I already felt really great coming on to this call. And I'm like, wow, like even more. Like, this is so fun. Is so cool right now. How
You're
are you
great,
feeling? Like, oh my gosh, you just go and you just be spitting all these gems and getting people all
Nikki.
like feeling good. Like, what?
I live the best life. I can't lie. It's
Yeah.
amazing.
Man. Great to be on the receiving side of you having the best life, for sure. For sure. Man, so cool.
Like when you build from this energy, like it's a whole different game. And like, because this is like what so many of us do. We feel like we have to prove and we have to earn our right, and we have to like this step and this step and this step. Like, fuck that shit. Like, just step into the power of who you are. There's still like the business side, the marketing, the logistics side. Like, we gotta, like, over time, we'll like build our, like, get better at things and build our business, all that stuff. That's fine. That's cool. But like, we start from the energy of like claiming, being the fucking one. You're the one they've been waiting for.
Yeah, like
You're the
let's
one
go.
humanity's been waiting for, Nikki.
Man,
You're the
man.
fucking one.
It's just being proud of that. Like I literally am. Like
Yeah.
I feel so good. Like I'm proud of
Yeah.
like I am the one. Like
Yeah. Yeah.
hello.
And you can, and then like you'll find like having like a low ticket membership is great. And that can be like mass. You can have lots of people there, but then the money is not in the low ticket membership. The money is in the back end of that, right?
Yeah.
And the higher
Yeah.
ticket stuff that you do on the back end of that. But like it's awesome
For
to have
sure.
it as the front end.
Yeah. And I like the thought of like more cash flow. I think that's also something too, because this energy makes me excited for what I want. When you're surround when I'm when I've been surrounded by people and their vision isn't as big, right? And I'm not, because I don't claim this shit now, okay? In the past, up until recently, I would shrink my vision to fit into what everyone around me thought I should have, I guess. Whatever. And
So
so
what's your real vision? What's the truth?
the truth is, like, I want to not have to fucking work. And it's because I've built this structure, these income streams that can run themselves. And the collective is one of those. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to show up
So
every fucking
how much money do you want to make?
day. Are you joking? Like, seven figures. End goal, seven figure, I'll say seven figure net worth, not even revenue. Like when I say big picture, like that is really where I want to go.
Seven figures a month.
Well, I was going annually, seven figure net annually.
Seven figures a day.
Oh shit. I mean, shit,
Seven
I ain't gonna
figures.
say no. I'm not gonna say no to no seven figures a day. But shit, I mean, shit. I was thinking annually, but at this point, why the fuck does it have to just be annual? I just said there's no
But I
ceiling.
mean, there are totally people who are making $1 million a month or more in coaching.
And honestly, Calvin, I'm dead ass going to be one of them. Like that really is not even in question. Like I can
Right.
literally
So let's do it.
let's fucking go. Let's
Let's
fucking
go.
go.
Yeah.
Literally, let's
Mill a
go.
month. Yeah.
Are you joking? Like life is already great. Life is already a blessing. And
Yeah.
it's only going to get so much fucking better. Making that the life that I get to create for myself, the people I love, the fun we get to have, the joy we bring in. Yeah. Like it's a tool. That money is a tool to live a beautiful, safe, secure, free life. Like, yeah.
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 Let's do it. Let's go.
Let's go.
A
Okay.
month. It's totally doable. It's totally doable, and you fucking deserve it. That money is good with you. It's better with you than so many other places that money could go.
Facts, facts.
Yeah.
Fucking
It's
exciting,
gonna
huh?
be completely transformative for anybody who chooses to invest with you, like
Yeah.
on such a deep level.
Yeah.
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 Not
Extremely.
because you got an NLP certification. Because you're fucking Nikki fucking Jones. That's
Period.
why.
Period. Point blank. Like,
Yeah.
how exciting is this?
Yeah.
Man, I swear I was super happy before this call. For a second there, I was like, all right, he's losing me. I'm gonna get a little emotional, and now I'm feeling great again. What are you doing? Like a little roller
That's an
coaster.
emotion too.
letting them flow through me is always worth it. And that's something I do practice, and I get to practice more, having like you, having someone to kind of give you that extra push, to really tap into like the shit you're not uncovering yourself is like always such a blessing. Like thank you for this. I'm like,
You're such a sweetheart, and that
thanks.
seven-year-old Nikki is just so fucking strong and adorable and
Oh.
extraordinary.
Thanks. She was a little superstar too. Plenty of home videos of just dancing in the You couldn't tell her shit that, you know what I'm saying? Like she's always been here. She's always been here. And now she just gets to fucking break the fuck free. Like, come on. Come on, girl. You're awesome. You're awesome.
Thank you. So what do you take with you from today? What do you know is true?
I'm that bitch, okay? Like, I really am extraordinary, and I this is really everything I've done up until this point has just scratched the surface as far as like what's to come. And I get to step into every, not even every day, every fucking moment unapologetically me. Because I know what I bring to the world. You know what I'm saying? Like I know how impactful I am and how much good I do. And it's only going to get better just by being myself. Like, that's so fucking easy. Fuck all the mechanics. Fuck learning how to do all this random shit.
Exactly.
I get to just fucking show up, be me.
Yeah. That's the business model that I'm for here. Like that's what my whole world, Simplero, my coaching, all that stuff is about that. Just be fucking you, get
Yeah.
paid to be you. That's it.
Get paid to
That's
be
the
me.
business. Yeah. That's
And like,
life. Like
I
when you do
like
life
that.
right, that's how life works.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Don't make it hard.
Yeah, it really isn't. When you put it like that, I'm like, oh shit, all right.
It's simple. Don't make it
Cool.
complicated. Just be get paid to be you. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that business model.
Yeah.
Like
I
that
do
life
too.
blueprint. Okay,
Yeah,
like that's
right.
so much better than learning all this different shit. Okay, like yeah, I could do that. I could
Yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
Oh, this is awesome.
Sweet. Well, thank you so much, Nikki fucking Jones.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Like this has been such an amazing time with you. Like you have no idea. So thank you.
You're a bright, shining light in the world. I'm so grateful to get to spend this time with you. It was wonderful to see you in the past couple of days as well on the calls.
I know. I love Simplero. I'm like I always hop on your calls. I'm like any call, I'm there. I'm there. I'm there. I love
Yeah.
it.